Well, a major heat wave is expected to bake two-thirds of the nation through this weekend, with forecasters calling for temperatures to soar across much of the central and eastern U.S. Extreme heat doesn't just worsen the physical health of people with mental health diagnoses, it can also exacerbate their existing mental health conditions. Analysis from Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist and chairman of a nonprofit called Mainstream Mental Health. John, what happens here?
It increases our stress level. In general, when we sleep, our bodies actually like to drop in temperature, and it helps us sleep better and gives us better REM sleep, REM sleep, which allows us to feel more rested and relaxed. So it causes a physiological source of stress for us, and it makes people kind of short-tempered and actually increases in assaults and crime. Also, with the days growing longer and the nights growing shorter, it's cooler at night. So people are running around at night and they're exhausted on the day, during the day, and they just don't have the cognitive and emotional strength and wherewithal that they do in more moderate temperature times.
So are the things that are driving this actually happening at night while we're sleeping and then impacting us during the day, or are some of these biological or physiological things happening during the day as well?
They're both. They're happening at night and at day. You know, when you're not sleeping well because your body can't cool off, it becomes a very restless sleep, and you become agitated, and you don't go into REM sleep, which is where we tend to process a lot of our daily functions and kind of resolve things and get actual true cognitive rest. But in the daytime, you get uncomfortable because you're hot, you start sweating, your heart rate increases, and respiratory rates increase, and it makes you almost feel like you're on the edge of that fight or flight mechanism where, you know, when you see a danger, your body prepares to run or fight. And when that happens, you're also releasing cortical steroids, which are bad for things like hypertension and strokes. So you're getting all this stuff, this agitation, and you don't necessarily stay cognizant of it. You don't realize that's going on. So then somebody, for example, cuts you off at the grocery store on accident because they're not aware of you there. They didn't see you. And all of a sudden, your temper is gone. There's nothing but a very short fuse, and it's lit. And things escalate, and we end up with altercations and arguments and actual physical assaults that increase this time of year.
Did I see that there was a study that found the temperatures above 82 degrees were associated with increased rates of emergency room visits for
exactly.
Mental health conditions? 82? That seems low.
Well, it is relatively low, but our bodies kind of respond best around room temperature, which we consider to be 72, 73 degrees, something like that. You get over that, and your body starts going into that increased heart rate, increased respiration, you start sweating, trying to cool your body down, and it starts that fight or flight mechanism. And if you have mental health issues like depression or anxiety, all of a sudden you have that increased heart rate. You have tachycardia, where your heart is beating not just fast, but sometimes out of rhythm, and you feel like you're in that state of anxiety, whether you are or not. And so it triggers all the panic mechanisms psychologically and physiologically, and it drives people to emergency rooms.
Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist, also chairman of a nonprofit called Mainstream Mental Health.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.